Barbados City. Yeah, it sounds sounds absolutely fascinating, you know. How can I put it? It's the sort of thing that it's a bit of a rabbit hole, you know. You find this little thing, and then you discover all the other things it can do, and it's, you just get further and further into it, you know. As I say, as I must admit, it has sort of piqued my interest a little bit, you know. But yeah, I mean, like you're talking about broadcast stations, yeah. I mean, I can remember as a kid, you know, in the early 1960s, having one of these Russian shortwave clones of these world HF repeater things, bands. I think there were 6 or 10 bands on it. And I used to listen to all these whole communist countries, and they had their national broadcasting. But they always, when they weren't actually transmitting the some audio files, audio stuff, they'd have like a little marker ditty that would just play repeatedly over and over with a little pause, you know. We sort of marked the frequency for, you know, like Radio Albania or something, you know. And it was so interesting listening to the, you know, reports on how the collective farm was doing and the collective farms are doing and what the latest 5-year plan was for industry and, you know, absolutely fascinating to a young kid to listen to, you know. But, yeah, I think those days have long gone, you know, and I think those stations are probably long gone. But, yeah, I mean, I've listened once to the English version of Radio China, or whatever they call it, you know. It was in the Times of Chairman Mao, you know. It's, oh, dear. It was propaganda before I knew what Earth propaganda was. You know, I never heard of that word. And, yeah, as I say, it was amazing. But, yeah, they were really interesting, yeah. And, yeah, I mean, the 145 below thing was pretty good. I bought one of Callum's DX510s and stuck it on my mast. It's a bit windy, so I only put the mast halfway up, so it's only up at 4 meters instead of 8. Yeah, roughly just under 100 mile coverage, 100 mile radius. You know, I was on Peter's Net. I mean, that was 75, 80 mile. You know, Cambridge, Wrexham. I think Wrexham was about 70 miles, but yeah, no, it was amazing, you know, being up on high ground. I went down to Gloucestershire and went somewhere called Snows. It was really, really fascinating, you know, the amount of activity I could hear up there was untrue, you know. I was getting all the Birmingham nets and stuff, but yeah, no, it was great fun, absolutely great fun. But the idea was to try and pass people around, but unfortunately the station was too good. And I was hearing the people on the Cambridge net, and it was sort of, because they were on the same frequency as me, you know, and it's like, you would have thought that distance, it would have been too far away, but it wasn't. It caused me all sorts of problems, so I didn't get as many contacts as I would have liked, because calling me or calling the Cambridge net. So there we go, anyway, I'll shut up for all time now. Back to you, Andreas.
And FXBA timed out there. But I got everything you said. So yeah, that's bringing up memories. I remember when I was a kid, I found it was a radio that went on your wrist, and it was blue and black, and it was basically, it looked like a speaker that was on your wrist, and I just remember being fascinated that this thing on your wrist could be a radio, and I thought, well, that would have been 1970-something. And then I remember a few years later, my dad used to go to these auctions, you know, selling everyone's old home stuff, I suppose. And I saw this little TV. It was like a long thing, about a foot long, but the TV screen, I don't know, be about 3 inches square. And it was, you know, it was a radio, but basically with a TV screen. And you tuned it, and I sort of looked at it, my dad, and sort of went, oh, I bet you it sold for about £6. And he got it for me, and I brought it home, and I sat it on my in my room, and I would just tune it around, and it actually had a loop antenna, and I would just sit there for hours and hours, and I think I was about 9, just tuning this thing. It's still plugged into the mains, and I would find something that I liked, like the, back then, like $6 Million Man or Starsky and Hutch or something like that. and just sit there and just be I could have gone downstairs and watched it on a colour TV, but I was just fascinated, just sat there tinkering with this little old radio, basically. And this is sort of the birth of my interest. Obviously, the thought of having a walkie-talkie anyway back then was a fascinating thought, because in those days we didn't have mobile phones, did we? So any sort of mobile communication was, for me, was fascinating. Back to you.
280 MRV. That reminds me. I think I had something like that. It was like a how can I put it? A very small ghetto blaster. I think it's something like 4-inch. And I think it had twin telescopic aerials that used to fold onto the top. And you could get little black and white TV programs on it. As you say, you know. I think by the time I had that, there was colour TV around, but I used to be fascinated with this thing. But it was, as I say, it was also a radio. It did, long wave, medium wave, and FM as well. But there weren't that many FM stations about at that time, I seem to remember. I think it was sort of the birth of the sort of commercial FM radio at the time, and. But I was fascinated by it, but I mean, I spent a lot of time listening to things on long wave, you know. It was amazing. And of course, you fiddle about with the antennas and the sort of how you align them. And I once had great success on long wave. I can't remember who I was listening to, but I've got the two the telescopic antennas out at full stretch, which are probably about 4 or 5 feet long, but they're really long. And I'd set them, horizontally in opposite directions. So, you know, a bit like a dipole with a 6-inch, 8-inch gap in between them. And absolutely fascinating, the number of things I heard on long wave on that, you know. But, that's been a trip down memory. I've forgotten all about that. But I don't even know what happened to it. I just call up 7300.
0 FXC.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Cowboy the Cowboy, yeah. You probably won't know me, but I've watched a few of your videos.
Oh, nice to catch you. Where are you located?
KC2NVM. Anybody home?
Listening for any calls.
Good morning. K2PTV, this is KE2GDQ. How are you today?
This is K2PCV. K2PCV, listening for any calls. Trying to connect in through a different method today using DMR. K2PCV, stand by.
K2PCV, KE2GDQ. I copy you.
All right. Good morning, sir. You definitely sound different coming through DMR. That is for sure. How are you, sir? How was your weekend?
I'm doing pretty good. How was your glamping weekend?
Well, if I talk about the weekend as a whole, it was good. We had a few campfires, cooked multiple, not that we had that many meals, but cooked a few of them over the charcoal on the grill. I didn't cook any meals over the fire besides marshmallows and s'mores. Got a lot of swimming in and a little bit of kayaking. And that was all good stuff. The pedal drive that I bought for my kayak. And it maybe was a little premature because I didn't have the rudder yet. That's on backwater. That is definitely needed because I would pedal. And I was trying to steer myself with the paddle. I was starting by dipping my hands in the water, and that didn't work well. And I was trying to steer with the paddle, and that was awkward. I think it'll be much better once the rudder arrives, because it doesn't inherently go straight. Thinking I would just pedal, and it would go straight. And then I would adjust, and it would go straight for a while, but, you know, it turns one way or the other, and once it starts turning, it continues to turn. But all in all, it was a it was a nice weekend. I wish it was longer. I wish it would have tacked on at least two more days. Maybe not a whole week, but two more days would have been nice. Did you ever get any of those ISS soul scan images coming?
I did not. And I'm wondering if there was an issue with their transmitter, because there was a couple issues. One, I forgot to plug it in. One, I forgot to turn the right port on. And there was times I would just sit and listen to the radio, to that frequency, and there was, when I knew that the space station was above us, and there was not a peep, there was no transmission of any kind. And so I don't know what was going on. So I didn't get any images.
So I wonder two things. One, excuse me. May the signal have been just that weak for you? If you would have opened your squelch, might you have heard something? Maybe you've been off frequency. And I'm pretty sure they were transmitting, because if you go to the, what the heck is it? Yeah, I was going to actually send you the link if I didn't. At least I thought about it, but there was a link where people were posting images that they were receiving. So they were definitely transmitting.
Maybe I didn't have my squelch low enough. I mean, I got it set at like 1 right now. Maybe I guess I should have set it to 0. But from what the research I was doing, it was saying that they were transmitting like at 25 watts. So I'd imagine that would have broken the squelch. I could be wrong.
KC2NVM, checking in.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff. Welcome to the group this morning. Brad and I, we were just chatting about his attempt to receive some of those slow scan ISS images. Fortunately, he was not. How was your weekend?
Weekend was rather busy. Friday night, I ended up going to the Alexander Fire Company's pavilion. We slept overnight, and we had a ham fest in the morning with W2SO, and we made a little over $2,000. I kind of was at the gate selling tickets and hamming it up, if you will.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I know we were talking about it would be nice to get out to that ham fest, but I wasn't going to be available this weekend. And I didn't even make the connection that I know you're obviously a member of the club, but I didn't think about that you'd be working it. All right, that's awesome. I love when I can get to that one. It's a nice time to connect with people that I haven't seen in a while. But I don't get out to that one too often. Did you get to buy anything while you were out there?
I did. Somebody had a HackRF for sale. I ended up picking it up for $40. These things are going on the market for $300, so I think I got the deal of the day.
For everyone's benefit, including myself, I hear the name, but remind us what this device is again.
The HackRF is a SDR, and it's combined with a PortaPack, so it's got a battery and a second board for charging, and it's got a graphical user interface. And it pretty much listens to everything from 1 hertz all the way to like 6 gigahertz.
So it sounds like something Brad would have probably fought you for if he would have seen it there at the same time. That's interesting. I don't know if you've had a chance to test it out, but that's a really good price. Hopefully it works well, even if you have to replace the battery pack in it. That's still an excellent price. Can't beat that.
I've been playing with it ever since I got it. It's got a USB micro connection. Luckily, one of the guys had a connection for it, and I managed to start charging it at the event. It didn't have any antennas, but luckily I have an antenna or two. But I can't put it down. I've been playing with this all weekend.
Yeah, that is so cool. New toys. That is awesome. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard me before, but I am coming in on DMR. I set up a DMR bridge to my own personal talk group just to play around with. I know this bridging might be banned on certain larger systems, but yeah, just playing around. So I sound a little bit robotic this morning. I was playing around at the campground. Just a little bit. I didn't want to take too much time away from our other activities, but the Wi-Fi they have there would not allow me to connect to my... I could connect to it, but I couldn't get an IP address at the campground. My uncle was there. We had six people on Sunday. Saturday we had six people. It was only supposed to be... Lynn and I in one cabin, my aunt and uncle in another, and then Lynn's sister and her significant other came out. Anyway, I was playing around and couldn't get a connection for my MMDVM on the campground Wi-Fi. My uncle brought this satellite system he's got to give you Wi-Fi, and it worked, but they were a little too far away, so I couldn't get a reliable connection. And then I realized I could use my phone, because I don't have the tethering option anymore, but I can share my Wi-Fi. So I was able to connect to the Wi-Fi, then have my phone be a hotspot for my MMDVM, and that actually worked. And then I was able to get on DMR that way, and that was fun to listen to. Yeah, it's 6:39. I don't want to monopolize the airways here. I'll say good morning to Ross if he's in there. But I don't think I got the answer from Brad. I was curious if the slow scan television event was officially over, or was there still time to try? This is KQPCB.
Well, I don't hear Brad in there, but I'm going to say good morning to everybody. It's KC2PET.
The slow scan TV event from the ISS is over. It finished sometime early or late last night. I did check my radio, the one I was trying to use. His squelch was a little bit higher, so I might have missed it. But when I was trying to listen other times on another radio, the squelch was only at 1, so it never did break there. So I might have missed it. I know that there's timing involved in that. They only transmit for 2 minutes, and then there's a 2-minute silence that maybe the times I was actually listening was just happened to be in that cycle. No pictures this time, but I think they do the event later again this year, and we'll try it again.
That's pretty cool, Brad. You got the full scan TV, or not full scan, is it the... Yeah, slow scan TV, is that what you're trying to do?
Yep, I'm trying to do some slow scan TV. Unfortunately, I didn't get any images, but hey, it's a learning experience, and we'll try it again. This is KE2GEQ.
Keep trying. You'll get there. You'll get a signal back somewhere. We'll turn over to Jeff.
Also know if they do that on a regular basis.
Good morning. Just pulling into PCB in about a minute.
Oh, I'm just kind of curious how everybody's receiving Travis this morning. I don't know if you heard, I did crank up the power a couple days ago. It's a little no see how it works. If it's better, worse, or no difference, have to let me know.
Ross, you know, I hear Trav pretty good. There was, but I guess he's on a DMR instead of a DMR bridge, so he sounds a little bit different today, but I'm definitely hearing Jeff better today.
Well, you should hopefully hear Travis better. I did turn the power up on a note. I did notice he sounds like he's coming in through a DMR, so I'll say more to Travis.
Yep, I'm using a DV switch bridge actually it's an analog bridge to my DMR, to my personal talk group. So hopefully it's making it through.
Oh yeah, it sounded great. You're coming in crystal clear. I did turn up a little bit. I don't know how much more it was. I did see it, so it's hitting 8 watts. And then I just kind of maybe just tickle it a little bit more. I might have went a little bit too far. I think I'm hitting the limits of the power supply for the radio. I think it's just about maxing it out.
Yeah, I guess you'll know for sure when you try to connect back in with your HD from here and see how it's sounding once you get to work. Okay, I've got 644. I'm going to clear with you guys, and these sessions go pretty fast. This is K2PCB. I'm going to start my work day. K2PCB clear.
KC2NVM, clear.
KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ. Did you have a good weekend?
I did, Brad. How was yours?
It was good. It was productive. I got a door painted. We had a new door installed a couple months ago, and I finally got it painted. Now the damn thing won't close.
Oh, yes, I've done that. It's quite amazing that little millimeter of paint makes that big of a difference in a door jam.
What did you do to fix it?
Well, first I see how square it is sitting in the door. Mine was actually off to the left a little bit, so it'll be away from the hinges. So I found out it was rubbing there too, so I took a hammer and just lightly tapped all the hinges, you know, so it would be towards, you know, it would move the jam a little bit the other way, and that seemed to fix it.
Yeah, the door is it is very square in the frame, but it's, as you can see when I go to close it, and it starts to rub just as you close it, and if I keep pushing, I can feel it trying to spring the hinges, so I'm thinking I gotta sand down part of the corner that's on the toward the jam side a little bit and see if that helps relieve some of that pressure.
Yeah, I noticed mine wasn't sitting quite square. I did the old took a piece of paper. I found out it was all rubbing on the one side, so I. Yeah, so I was able to have a little real estate on the other side of the door, so I just pounded the hinges a little bit so it would move the whole thing. Wasn't exact, but it worked for me.
Yeah, I think when the guy installed it, he made sure that the jam, because you can tell, I'm thinking, then when he put the jam in, that it was right there. So we'll have to take a look at it.
Yeah, I have to ask Jeff how the ham fest was. I did hear him in there. He sounds like he picked up a hack RF. That was pretty cool. Yeah, that was something you would have liked. I was wanting to go, but I was so busy that Saturday. There's no way I could have gone there in the morning. I had a graduation party that afternoon, and I had to get my daughter up and going, so because my wife goes to work at 9 o'clock, so it would have been short-lived. I would have made it there probably half an hour just to look around, I guess, and come back. But, I have to ask Jeff how it went.
Yeah, I would have liked to have gone to that, too. It just wasn't going to work out. But it sounds like he picked up a new toy.
Yeah, so I'm curious. I'm going to get Jeff's input on it. So how are you picking up my note? Is it better now? If that cranked up the lodge a little bit on it.
I picked up Travis really early. Whenever he starts his call, I definitely pick him up this morning. So it seems to be good, and I did pick up Jeff a little bit earlier. But I think he's still on RF. Well, he's on RF too. So there was a little bit of flutter, kind of like when you first sign on. I heard some flutter. But today, you're really clear.
It might be just the propagation of the day. Okay. I guess I'll let it play for a little bit. Like I said, I turned the note up. It's definitely putting out more power. I hear it. I hear Travis all the way here crystal clear. So, have to see. I'll let it tinker. I don't want to run it the way it is right now too much. Like I said, I'm taxing just about maxed out the power supply for it. So I only have like a little 4-amp supply, and I'm pretty sure I'm leaning up against the limit of it. So have to, if either one of you knows a real big difference, I might turn down a lot just to get away from that 4-amp draw. So I might maybe 3.5. Plus I do have a fan in there, so if the fan kicks on, that might be enough to kick it off.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, probably drop it down a little bit. Yeah, you don't want to run up against that wall of that 4-amp. Like I said, I heard Jeff, I picked him up, I don't know where his location was at the time, but I did seem to hear him more this morning than I have in the past.
So, yeah, he'll be strictly RF. So the only person he should have heard better was Travis. He's coming in through my note. That's the only one... It's the only thing that would affect him. Me and Jeff should have done the same as usual. Or even the propagation today is better. So, like I said, I'll let it play out for the week. And see what happens. And then if I could get away, maybe I could turn down a watt. And let it play there for a little bit. Maybe get away from that 4 amps draw.
Yeah, that sounds good. This morning it was a little bit unusual listening to Travis because of the bridge, he wasn't on that bridge. He sounded different. I picked him up, but it just sounded different.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing with DMR. It's very, I want to say, it's not human-like. You're more talking like to a robot, a human robot, that's what it sounds like. I've noticed that with the... A lot of the digital side of things, you're going to get that. Obviously, it's going analog to digital, and then, you know, through all the pipes, and then back to analog at my house. So, it does sound good, though. I'm impressed with it. It's a lot clearer than I thought it would be.
Yeah, you're right. It did sound a little robotic this morning from what I normally hear them. The RF signal that you and Jeff had this morning was definitely very clear. Because you're probably a PCB by now, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been sitting here probably for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, we're only like about a mile and a half away as the crow flies.
All right, Jeff. I'm going to sign with you. It's getting that time already. Got to make my entrance into work. And that's Monday morning. Usually I got a pile on my desk I gotta clear out. So, try to play catch up. We're getting a little busier. As far as that is, it goes, yeah, I'm just taking it day by day. I'm trying to spend some more time with my daughter. We got a trip in Florida coming up in November, so gotta look forward to that. So, alright, KD2 GTQ, KC2 PET. 7-3, Brad, you have a good day.
KC2 PET, this is KE2 GDQ. You have a great day, and talk to you tomorrow.